was really helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carla, would you please call item number 377?
Request of Alan Kessler to address council regarding impediments to affordable housing.
Welcome, Alan. Do you have a PowerPoint?
I do. Thanks.
Okay, so why don't you take a second to make sure that's up and running. We won't charge you with that time. It's actually a minor miracle that it's up and running, so good for you.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I saw one of these, and I see this on the clock. Which one do I have?
You have 3 minutes starting now.
Thank you. My name is Alan Kessler. I'm here to talk about the Historic Landmarks Commission, specifically a project that's at 18th and Hoyt. It's been through three design review sessions now. It's an affordable building in the Alphabet District. This is an area where Commissioner Saltzman actually proposed the amendment that retained the 4-to-1 zoning in their most recent comp plan. It's zoned 4-to-1.
So, could I just interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Is this going to be coming to council on appeal?
I hope so.
Could I just start with the city attorney? Are we allowed to hear about it in a...
So it's right now it's in design review. There's been no...
I would assume the purpose is to allow anybody to come and talk during these communications and that you're not taking testimony. You're allowing someone to address council.
And there's no pending land use matter, so I think it falls in that gray area, but I'm glad that Commissioner Fritz flagged that.
Thank you.
If at some point this does become a land, well, this won't be charged against your time, Alan, but if this does at some point become a land use appeal, this may very well be a ex parte communication that has to be disclosed.
Okay.
And we would enter it into the record at that
point. Put it in the record. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. So it's a 4-to-1 base. There's a 1-to-1 affordable housing bonus. But the developer doesn't feel like he can use that. This is what he said.
I think we've received feedback that having a full half-block development at 6 stories at the full floor plate is not a compatible design solution.
So the reason I'm here is to talk about who's providing that feedback to affordable housing developers that they can't use the zoning that council is giving them. The first proposal came in for 164 affordable units. 49 were deeply affordable for seniors. 115 were affordable below 60% MFI. If they'd used a full 5-to-1, they probably could have gotten 60 more units, which is worth about $20 million in public benefit that the developer didn't even try for. This is a response to the first DAR.
I would support a more simplified massing if it were significantly shorter.
You can read about Commissioner Chung in the Oregonian. She actually lives within the developer's shadow study and decided to go and preside over that DAR. The second proposal came back, so they spent another month. They came back with 16 fewer units, 1 fewer deeply affordable and 15 fewer affordable homes. So we lost about $5 million worth of public benefit based on that feedback from the Historic Landmarks Commission. Here was the feedback at the second DAR. That's a shame. This is the best quote. So first one was Commissioner Roman asking whether we want to subject people to the indignity of living in an inferior building and cramming people in. And then Commissioner Chung chuckling as she says that affordable housing isn't within the HLC's purview. Then we got to the third proposal. They didn't cut any units here, and we got similar feedback. I wish the audio worked. So Commissioner Mahoney talking about the footprint not being so bad as long as height is reduced, and then Commissioner Roman again saying that he doesn't care about affordable, at least he doesn't care about in the context of the Historic Landmark Commission's mission. So I think this is the wrong attitude, and I think you have a commission that's making decisions that you probably never would know about. They cut 60 units, and they cut 16 units, and then someday maybe this will get to you on appeal, but by then the damage has been done. We have a nonprofit who wants to build hundreds of affordable units in our neighborhoods, and the Historic Landmark Commission is taking this extremely protective, myopic view that doesn't consider the value that affordable housing would bring to the city.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the PowerPoint handout.
And to be clear, the Historic Landmarks Commission is required to make its decisions based on the approval criteria in the code. So the correct way to deal with this would be to change the code.
I agree. I think the commission should make it explicit that zoning isn't up for debate at the HLC, like it's not up for debate at the design commission. I'd also say that that commission doesn't balk when they're talking about parking. They're more than happy to talk about parking and loading zones, which aren't really in their purview either. They just don't want to talk about affordable housing because I guess they don't like that. Thanks.
Thank you, Alan.